On today's Monday Mantle, I want to encourage you to let yourself dream again, as everybody all around the world is identifying and trying to keep up with their New Year's resolutions. It is evident that many of these resolutions derive from a dream or a desire that we have. Some of us don't even create New Year's resolutions or don't even follow through with some of this New Year activity because we have given up on our dreams. But I encourage you today to let yourself dream again. When we want something more than we want anything else, we will find it, whatever the cost. God said it in this way, "And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart." That's found in Jeremiah chapter 29. When our desire is strong, we are highly motivated. We overcome obstacles. We refuse to become sidetracked by the many distractions, no matter how legitimate. We are determined. We will not be denied. We succeed in finding the things we desire when we seek them passionately. All else becomes a trivial pursuit. Most of us, however, are conditioned to choosing a lifestyle in which we have the greatest amount of pleasure and the least amount of pain. It is called settling. There are things we wish we had, but our conditioning keeps us from seeking them. There are things we know we need, but habitual choices prevent us from attaining them. There are even things we have adapted to that cause us pain and guilt, but our fear of change keeps us from finding deliverance from the situation. Many times life steals our passion. We are like the proverbial frog in the pot. Every day the heat gets turned up a little until we're being cooked and don't even realize it. We relinquish our dreams to the limitations defined by our own experiences. We lose our uniqueness to the rules of society. We surrender our destiny to a dwarfed sense of self. We are so caught up in the grind of living like the frog in the pot that we surrender more of our lives to mediocrity every day and don't even realize it. In this mundane maze, our goals are reduced to dreams. Our dreams are diminished to wishes, and our wishes melt away into fantasies. Then one day we put away our fantasies and accept what we falsely call real life. We are alive, but our dreams are dead. Our bodies go through the motions of daily activity while our hearts ache for fulfillment. If this describes you, it's not too late. To recover your life, the first thing you've got to do is resurrect your desire, resurrect your dream, let yourself dream again. Use your imagination to consider all the pleasure and fulfillment that waits in the realization of your dreams. Accept the fact that God wants you to live your dreams while walking with Him. In fact, God wants us to dream. Part of His purpose for taking us through transformation is so that we can live our dreams. I hope I've encouraged you to let yourself dream again. And until the next time, this is today's Monday Mantle.